Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Migraine headaches. Yeah, migraine headaches. If you suffer from them, I know your pain. I know your pain. I have suffered from migraine headaches for years. And I, the sad thing is, they are hereditary. My daughter now has migraine headaches. So you're always looking for the thing that works for you. What works for you may not work for someone else. It's a vicious cycle, but you got to keep trying until you find out what works. And there is a new alternative that may just be your solution. Dr. Andrea Sinowick is a neurologist at Allegheny Health Network's Headache Center, joins us today. Welcome, doctor.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Before we talk about a new option for migraine sufferers, let's just kind of talk about how common they are. It's more common for women, correct?
Absolutely. It's actually a very common neurological disorder. It's estimated about 30 million adults in the U.S. experience migraine.
And is there an age range?
Yeah, you know, it's one of these unfortunate illnesses that tends to hit right in our prime working and childbearing years. Mm. So for most people, they might experience their first migraine in grade school or in college, and then it peaks right around those years where you're working and taking care of a young family. So somewhere between kind of 25 and 45 would be the biggest time period.
And the first thing that I learned about them when I finally went to get help is that migraines can be debilitating.
Oh my goodness, that's absolutely true. You were saying that you experience them and your daughter too, and I get them as well. So when I treat patients, I think, oh, I hear it. It can be really, really difficult to work. And I think one of the hardest things to understand about migraine for someone who's never suffered from a migraine headache is that you really can feel like you're dying. I mean, you feel like your head is exploding and you're nauseated and you can't function. And then after a period of time, the migraine passes and it leaves you maybe tired but in recovery. And so for people who've never had an experience like that where they're just dreadfully ill and then they're fine, it can be hard for them to understand.
Indeed. And the other thing that I have found, as I said, I've had them for years. My daughter is now just really beginning to experience them, is you have to find a thing that works for you. Because what works for me may not work for you in terms of treating your migraines.
That's right. Nervous systems are so unique. And so one thing may work for one person, and then that very same regimen might have really no impact on someone else. So the therapy has to be very tailored to the patient.
So why is this new drug from Eli Lilly exciting?
Oh, we're so excited about this. So I'll tell you what, there are a number of medications on the market currently that are very effective for some patients. And we call those medications the triptans. Mm-hmm. They came out in the 90s, and they really were one of the first developments for migraine that really worked. It's an acute treatment, meaning you get the migraine, and then you take the medication, and hopefully it stops the pain and all the other symptoms. But the problem with those medicines is that they can constrict the blood vessels. So for people who have had heart attacks or strokes or other sorts of vascular risks, they're not able to use those medications, and it leaves us sometimes giving them medicines that are less effective or might not work at all.
Mm.
This new medication gets into the brain, so it's taken just like these other medicines. When the headache starts, you take the medication, but it appears to be safe to use in people who have other vascular issues. It doesn't look like it constricts the blood vessels. So it might give us the ability to treat a whole new group of patients that haven't had treatment.
So that is then good news. I mean, because I'm familiar with what you're saying. the triptans. And I remember at one time my neurologist saying to me, this is going to be fine as long as you don't develop high blood pressure. But if you do, we'll have to reevaluate this.
That's right. And even in patients who don't have any of those risk factors but who smoke or do things that we think are risky for blood vessels, they really shouldn't be using those medications because, you know, migraine can make you feel like you're dying, but in general, it's not a permanently disabling condition. After the headache passes, after the migraine passes, you should be back to normal function. So we don't want to use things that are so dangerous that they could cause long-term side effects.
So this is good for anyone who may not have had good luck with or been eligible for that family of drugs called the triptans.
Correct. And even in people who are okay with the triptans as far as risks, they're able to safely use them, but they don't get good results from using them. This medication has been shown to work in people that other drugs have failed. So we're excited to have something new to treat our patients.
Now, is this new, and what is the new drug called?
The new drug is, the generic is lasmiditan. It's going to be under the brand named Rayvow.
Okay. And is it available now?
So it was just FDA approved on Friday. So typically it takes us a little bit of time to get medications into the pharmacy, but I imagine within the next weeks or month, we'll probably have access.
So this is the kind of thing that those folks who fall into those categories should be talking to their doctor, their neurologist about sometime in the near future.
Absolutely. I think people who are at home and managing their own headache disorder with over-the-counter medicines and the headache goes away but then comes back and they're just not having success should really go, and this now is the time to talk to their neurologist or their primary care physician about what other options are available.
Woo-hoo, that's good news for a lot of folks. Thank you so much for sharing that with us today. Appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much.
All righty, have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.